This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a blazing fire always demands more, and so does a covetous spirit. Daily Discipleship is a radio ministry of the Navigators, whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
Last fall, my youngest son installed a wood-burning stove in his home. There were a lot of advantages to a little stove like this. It would cut down on the heating bill, and the stove gave their home a warm, old-fashioned touch that reminded Randy and his family of an Iowa farmhouse. If you wanted a fireplace instead of a stove, simple. Just swing open the front door, and there it is. But with all these advantages, there was one big disadvantage. Randy and his wife were afraid their little 2-year-old boy, CJ, might burn himself. So they spent a lot of time warning him about this. One day, Randy fired up the stove and let CJ feel the heat. They not only warned him what not to do, but also why he shouldn't get too close to the stove. Much like what the Lord does for you and me. Not only does He warn us to keep away from the various dangers that can hurt us spiritually and damage our walk of discipleship, but He also tells us why this can happen. Take, for instance, the problem of greed and covetousness. God has spelled out for us the clear command to not be a covetous person. In fact, it's one of the Ten Commandments God gave to Moses. God says, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." I suppose this could be likened to coveting your neighbor's house or his car, his new lawnmower, whatever. But why? Like my son with his 2-year-old, why shouldn't I do this? It seems to me there's an overriding reason. Covetousness is like fire. It will consume you. Friend, greedy people can never get enough to make them feel content. Fire always demands more. And so does a covetous spirit. And I believe there's an underlying reason, too. When I complain that my neighbor has the new lawnmower and I have to use the old one, I'm accusing God of mismanagement of His resources. He owns everything. And if He's chosen to give something to my neighbor and overlook me in the process, that's His business. Let's learn to keep things in proper perspective. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us this year on Daily Discipleship. To receive your free subscription to the Navigators' Daily Walk Devotional Guide magazine, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide, plus timely insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and request your free copy of Daily Walk. Join us on Daily Discipleship